Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, the planned closure of the Onacurra residential mental health facility in East Cork has drawn much controversy and political tension. Families of residents there say the move has been badly handled by the HSE, and the remaining residents are still unclear where their future lies. The issue was further compounded this week with the latest Mental Health Commission inspection reports. Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking into this and he joins me now. It's been going on a long time, this issue, Brian.
Yes, good evening, Cormac. It's a story that goes back to June 2021 when the closure was flagged. It was anticipated it would be closed by October that year. Then there were protests. There was a lot of campaigning. It actually remains open. Six of the 20 residents have stayed on site. And the HSE have actually re-registered the facility for three more years, but they say they do still intend to close it. Now, this week, as you said, in their most recent inspection report, the Mental Health Commission published results of their visit in November last year. Six of the seven residents who were there didn't know when it would be closing. They didn't know where they would be living in the future. And all of this was a source of distress to them. The commission report found the centre had a 90% compliance rate. That was up from 83% the previous year. St. Stephen's Hospital in Glanmire, by comparison, had a 70% compliance rate, and a separate mental health facility, St. Catherine's Ward, which is in Cork City, 74%. So I suppose families and campaigners are asking now, why is the HSE pushing ahead with plans, which is to remove this community facility from East Cork? And then alternatives are being offered, which are essentially well below its compliance rate. And then they want to know, what is the plan now for the remaining residents?
Yeah, and I know you've been putting those questions, Brian, to the HSE on foot of this latest Mental Health Commission report as well, the inspection report. But first, though, you spoke to one woman whose sister is a long-time resident in Onacurra and remains in the facility.
Mary Hurley told me about her sister, Anna. Anna has spent 27 years of her life in Onacurra. She has significant mental health issues. She's been supported over a long period of time, really, living in her community. Now, her family has significant issues with the way the HSE has handled this move, with the ongoing lack of certainty and with what they see really as a reversal of national policy, where we essentially moved away in the 1980s, 1990s from centralised institutional settings and we moved more into community care.
It took her quite some time to settle and find her feet in Middleton, but she did. She has a severe and enduring mental illness. And this news of the closure during 12 months was really a devastating news to her and indeed the other residents of the centre. Yeah, she's finding, I suppose, the experience of the closure really difficult, as indeed all of the residents who remain. And it's been a really tough period for them as I suppose people who are quite vulnerable, you know, to be frank about it. There's been no plan around it at all. It's been quite a chaotic experience for all of us.
We're now 2 years down the road. Do you know where Anna will be long term?
We don't for sure, in the sense that we've had various discussions over the last period. It's been really difficult to see that there's any coherence or planning in the whole process.
When do you think Anna will have to leave, if she has to leave?
We're not certain. She's not certain of what the future will when something will emerge.
When you read the Mental Health Commission report today, you might have had a chance to look through it. What was your reaction?
I was really struck by the irony of the 90% compliance rating that Onacurra got. After all this time, all of these people moved out of their home, and the people who are there in this limbo at the moment, and Onacurra has this now 90% compliance rating, it does not make sense.
And the limbo doesn't make sense. So the families of some of those residents who remain, Brian, what are they calling for now?
Well, very simple, Cormac. They want this centre to stay open. They feel it's a very good service. They feel the latest Mental Health Commission report underlines this. And politically, really, there's been a lot of attention on this issue. Liam Quaid, a local former Green Party councillor, he actually resigned from the Green Party over what he felt was a lack of support for keeping the service open locally. He's now an independent councillor. He works actually as a psychologist with the HSE, so he's very well positioned to make a judgment call, he feels, on this service. And he's also very struck by that recent Mental Health Commission Fusion report, which came out this week, and how favourably the services in Ó na Cora compared to alternatives which were being offered?
Well, the first thing to say is that the overall compliance rating for the Ó na Cora Centre following this detailed inspection is particularly high. In 2021, the year that the closure of Ó na Cora was first announced, the Mental Health Commission report was generally very favourable that year as well. So this continues a pattern of compliance that runs very much counter to the HSE's narrative that they were taking the drastic decision to close the service in large part due to concerns raised by the Mental Health Commission. So the Commission found that the Ó na Cora provided services in a way that met the needs of residents and their families. It said that residents themselves rated the level of care from clinical staff as very good and noted their sense of safety within Ó na Cora.
I couldn't help but notice that while the compliance rate is very high, if you look at the alternatives that were being proposed, the compliance rate isn't as high.
For instance, in St. Stephen's Hospital, the latest compliance rating is 70%, which is 20% lower than Ó na Cora. So none of this really makes any sense. I think it's also worth noting that six out of the seven residents who were present at the time of the inspection cited the lack of clarity about where they would be living following the closure as a source of distress in their day-to-day living. And this inspection happened a year and 3 months after the facility was due to close. So you can imagine what it's like to live in that kind of ongoing state of uncertainty for somebody with major mental health difficulties.
And that's Liam Quaid, as you say, a former local Green Party councillor. You asked the HSE, Brian, for comment.
Well, I put a number of questions to the HSE on foot of this latest Mental Health Commission report on compliance. And I asked essentially, Cormac, how could the HSE stand over the suggested transfer of clients to services which have far inferior compliance rates? The HSE told me they're glad to see an improvement in the Mental Health Commission rating for Ó na Cora in some categories. And they say there are key issues related to privacy and dignity for residents where it's simply not possible to make improvements in the current building. They recognise the issues that are in the approved centres in Cork, including St. Stephen's and St. Catherine's, which I mentioned, and they say they're taking steps to address these. They say the placements offered to residents at Ó na Cora are all in line with their needs. Now, Councillor Liam Quaid feels this is not enough. He says the actions of the HSE don't, in his opinion, stand up to scrutiny. And as someone who works in the mental health services for over 10 years, he wants them to reverse this decision.
It's completely at odds with a vision for change, which recommends 30 community placements for a population the size of the East Cork HSE catchment. It's at odds with the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, which emphasises the right to live in one's community. And it's also at odds with the HSE's own model of care for people with severe and enduring mental illness. And the HSE's plans at present are they have acquired a property in Middleton for three of the remaining residents. And they have committed on paper to building a new service, a new 10-bed service. The practical reality of that for residents and for other people in East Cork who require these services is years more of uncertainty, displacement, and potential regression in their mental health. I'd really hope that the HSE will reconsider this very kind of crude, drastic decision that they're taking.
Why do you think they're taking the decision?
My own view is that it's a service decision, that this is about centralising the staffing costs of continuing care services to institutional settings like St. Stephen's and St. Catherine's in the city.
Isn't that what we had in the 1980s?
Absolutely. And in 1988, Ó na Cora was set up primarily to allow people who were then placed in the institutional setting of Our Lady's Hospital to live in their community. And what we're seeing now, 34 years on, is the exact opposite trajectory of people who have been able to integrate for many years in Middleton, now looking potentially at institutional care.
What about the criticism, Brian, of from some of the families about the way this has been handled by the HSE? Did the agency respond?
They did respond, and they've told me this evening they apologise sincerely to any resident or family who feel their engagement and communication has not been at the standard that they rightly expect. They say they've committed to ongoing communication with the remaining residents. Now, they say the plan for residential mental health services in the East Cork area will ultimately deliver a much better service. And then on the future plans, which Liam touched on, They say plans for the new 10-bed rehab unit in Middleton are moving ahead. The outline project plan is ambitious, they say. They expect it to commence in quarter one next year and to complete in early 2025. In addition, a 3-bed community residence has been purchased in Middleton. Work will start on refurbishing this home shortly, and they're engaged with residents on that. And I suppose what the families would say, Cormac, is why didn't they wait till those services were in place before they took the decision to move people out?
Okay, well, look, we'll keep an eye on this one. Brian O'Connell, thank you very much indeed for the update on Ó na Cuara.